John Tamahere joining us for the last time in 23. Thanks for your time. Tēnā koe, John.
I'm sending the bill.
Yeah, good. I'm sending the invoice as well. So we'll just keep it as gratis, I think, there, my man. John, you masterminded what can only be regarded as one of the greatest political efforts in recent times for a party like Te Pāti Māori to almost take a clean sweep of the seven seats. It's just remarkable, isn't it? And I know you're too humble to take credit for much of that, but it does reflect our people's intentions on pushing forward. And, mate, we talk about the deficits a lot, perhaps too often. Really, there's a lot to be celebrated in the attitude our young people are carrying in life and into politics. So let's talk about the power that we're witnessing here of Ngāi Māori. What excites you most about where we are, not just politically, but as a people going forward? What are some of the dynamics that you're witnessing here, John, as we move into another challenging year, admittedly, but our people really feel like they're on the move, mobilising, and there's some real strength to our attitudes going into next year? What excites you most about where Ngāi Māori are at?
Oh, look, I think you've got to have a context. In any context I have, and you have, because we got brought up in the same hood, is how tough it was, how difficult it was to just rise up, particularly if you're mixed blood heritage, okay? And there's no doubt that if you had Māori blood in you, you were treated totally differently and in a most condescending and worse way. And because it was normalised, we took it as being normal. And then along come the activism of the 70s, which awoken a lot of us to our promise, which has been suppressed. Still has been suppressed today. But the beauty about it is that as we've etched 35 years of struggle all the way through from the 1970s, mid-1970s, all the way through, we are starting to realise our potential. We have not realised it yet because it has not been unleashed properly because there are far too many suppressants still on us. But the promise of this new generation coming through that we've armed with the skills that we were denied and the belief that we were denied is the magic of the moment. And you start to see that playing out up and down the country when we just activated over 72 hours. And it doesn't need coordinators and it doesn't need iwi leaders. It just needs our people to believe in themselves. And they do. And they came out in 72 hours. And so we're in for a marvellous time of seizing on this moment with this very, very difficult set of three men leading anti-Māori sentiment all the time. Just never stops. So so the promise is our ability to reorganise as we did in the 70s and to then draw a line in the sand saying, no, we've hit the bottom. We're not going to get pushed back any further in the fetal of our own ancestors. So I think that the promise is the relentless nature of never giving up and never giving in.
It still compromises us, doesn't it, the system, even with good intentions and a lot to offer for a better New Zealand. It feels as though you use the term suppress. It feels as though Māori intent is constantly suppressed, and some are calling this government a three-headed taniwha. The trouble with that is they're never sure where it is heading. Do you know where it's heading here? And while we can celebrate the potential of our people, do you feel that we do need and will need to continue to fight to put our poe in the ground and not take backward steps? Where do you think this is all heading with the new coalition government, John?
Oh, it has been set up to create social disharmony on a scale that we haven't seen before. And it is mindful, purposeful, and predetermined, right? And so it's the it's the underbelly of white New Zealand finally having its last stand, okay? And it's a make or break. You don't attack the indigenous people of this country as they are on the rise and push them back in the gutter easily. Okay, so that's not going to happen. They know that. We sent a shot across their bows to say, hey, don't walk over the top of us anymore. Talk to us. That occurred on the 5th of December. And I've been to Mkui, all our AGMs on our whenua and other iwi AGMs, and, you know, even my conservative cousins have had enough. So when they've upset our conservative cousins, that sends a signal to me that they are awakening. And if they're awakening, our activists are out the gate. So I think we batten down and have a great Christmas and New Year's with our family. And then we come back fit for purpose and ready to go in the new year. And that has to happen with Tuheitia. I'm put the day to feel for to calling a Kotei Tangahui at Tuangawawa on the 20th of January. We then move to Ratana to reaffirm our mana on the 24th of January. And then we head into Waitangi on the 6th of February to reassert our mana as a people. And if Mr. Seymour and the racist white underbelly in this country want to continue pursuing that course of action, well, they'll know that we will no longer tolerate it.
Tēnā koe. I know that at times I use the term conservative New Zealand too. You say, oh, hey, don't pull your punches. They're racist. It's a racist country. You've just spoken of the white underbelly of racism that permeates our society still. But you say that their time is coming to an end, eh?
Well, look, they're not a majority. They're an ageing minority that used to have the whip hand over us all the time. And when an ageing minority sees a rising indigenous population that they used to control with the flick of a finger, for some unknown reason, they think we're taking something from them. When Māori say we want to self-manage, that's separatism. When Pākehā self-manage, that's so mind-blowingly innovative, that's initiative, that's competency, that's capacity. But as soon as we want to self-manage, oh, no, you're a separatist. You're practicing apartheid. And so they practice apartheid in reverse, but don't even understand it. That's the dilemma we're up against. And here's the beauty about it. Their mokopunas don't think like they think. Their mokopunas don't think like they think. You know, there's a new mokopuna generation coming through that judges people not by their colour or their culture, but by their character. And that is the only measure we should measure everybody by, not by their sexuality, not by their race, not by the creed or the faith they practice. You know, only people that carry out mass executions in this world ain't coloured people of an indigenous extraction. Have a look at what happened down at the mosque when they got murdered in their own places of where it should be a sanctity of everybody's right to their own faith. I mean, it's just incredible that little blip, solely because there's a few Muslims, is over and done with. You know what I mean? And they move on then to attacking indigenous people here. No different.
When you look back at 23, what stands out as your personal highlight, John?
Well, look, multiple. Our outstanding response as a people up and down the country to the end of COVID and re-mobilising for Gabriel and the severe weather events, re-mobilising again over a failed census that left us behind, and we, at the tail end of it, were brought in when we should have been brought in at the front end of it to try and rescue the census. The census are very important for medium to long-term planning. And then finally, you know, our people believing in themselves enough to mandate Pāti Māori as the major voice for Māori in our constitutional arrangements in Parliament. Great year. It's been an outstanding year of exhibiting Māori prowess, whether that minority white underbelly like it or not.
Tēnā koe. You and I have lived through, and many of our listeners have lived through, numerous political iterations, and the old saying that politicians come and go, our people are here to stay. So there are challenging aspects, of course, going forward, but it appears that we're up for the fight. We're not going to be pushed around, and so that offers some exciting prospects for 24 as well, John. All the best to you and your whānau, man, and I hope you can get a bit of time to strengthen, because there's a lot to be done in 24. What looms is the major priority early in the new year, aside from the Kotahitanga Hui, obviously building up through Ratana and then to Waitangi Day? What looms is your our major mahi Māori for 24?
Oh, those three huis are extraordinarily important. They put the finishing touches on our organisational and structural capacity up and down the country to defend 35 years of incremental, painful, tedious wins. You know, I'll tell you what, the Key government, in the space of 3 months, paid out $1.6 billion to South Canterbury Finance. In 6 months, they paid to Pākehā investors out of the state coffers $1.6 billion. At that moment in time, after nearly 28 years of treaty settlements, the treaty settlement bus had not passed $1 billion. After 28 years, in 6 months, the Key government can give a failed investment group $1.6 billion overnight. This is the nonsense, just using one blatant example of the use of the pen down there in Parliament by people rewarding their own stupid people for investing wrongly in South Canterbury Finance and using the taxpayer to compensate them for their loss, whilst Māori have to struggle decades and decades for the peanuts, less than 2 cents in the dollar of compensation that we deserve. I mean, that's another blatant example of the injustice that we have to put up with coming out of that ugly little place called Parliament.
Tēnā koe. I've appreciated the mahi once again, John. You know, I'm mindful that the mahi that I do is on behalf of Waipareira and Te Mūma, who ultimately own the platform that we are broadcasting on. So I appreciate your faith in me and us with Pākehā, and looking forward to what 24 brings. Certainly want to acknowledge your personal support across the years too, my friend, and all the best to you and yours, John. We'll reconvene in January. There's a lot to be done.
Get a break.
Tēnā koe. John Tamaere joining us on today's program.